Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
According to a new report, Chinese hackers have been hiding in the U.S. infrastructure not for just a little while, but upwards of 5 years, according to this new report. Folks, I got to tell you know, we're watching all these different problems in the world, all these different things that can come against the United States, our friends, our allies, the free world. And we need to continue to remember that the cyber aspect of things is incredibly important. It's incredibly dangerous. We'll tell you about it here this morning on the program, folks. Welcome to the Thursday edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we've got a lot to talk about on the program this morning as we race into and rocket into the first hour of the program. And don't forget, the telephone number, of course, is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. If you want to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, find out more about the program as well. Find me on social media, Facebook, also, of course, Twitter, also known nowadays as X, of course, but we'll call it Twitter, I'm pretty sure, just for simplicity's sake. You know, because, I don't know, X just doesn't roll off the tongue, does it? It really doesn't. But folks, once again, welcome. We're glad that you're there, glad to be here, and the program's going to be chock full this morning. I can assure you of that. By the way, good morning to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees. That's cold. And still raining. Have a great morning. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, yes, of course, Semper Fi, Richard. We appreciate that so much. And I'll tell you one thing. We got something in common this morning. It's raining in Southern California again. That's right. It's not quite the atmospheric river that we've been enduring over the last few days. Had a little bit of a respite earlier today, which was good. The sun came out. The roads were dry and so forth, but it started raining again in the early evening. It should pass through by the morning time, we understand. But the only concern in a place like Southern California that's already gotten its yearly amount of rainfall, we understand. So that's really something. Just over, just by February, we're getting the yearly rainfall allotment, basically, or the expectation. And what can happen then, of course, is that a little bit more moisture, a little bit more water can cause more mudslides, landslides, and other rain-related issues for that. So that's what everybody's on watch for right now. We've had hundreds of mudslides in the last 24 to 48 hours, and so a little bit of rain, we don't want it. But you know what it's also doing? It's flowing out to the ocean, and unfortunately California does not have a viable way of catching a lot of that water that we would need throughout the year. But we will see how this does with the snowpack and so forth. But at any rate, folks, thanks again, Richard. I appreciate the greetings this morning. That sets up a good mood, a good tone for the program this morning, especially with this issue about the Chinese hackers vis-a-vis U.S. infrastructure. So we'll tell you about that. Also, on Thursday, I believe, which is today, because we're so early in the morning right now, I believe the Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments about the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that President Trump is not eligible to be on the ballot because of a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. So we'll tell you about that as well. Also, Joe Biden forgets the name of Hamas. And it's not so much that he forgot the name of Hamas. It's just everything surrounding this, everything surrounding even that moment, and the name he substituted for Hamas should absolutely give everybody pause, and we'll tell you about that. So let's start, of course, with the Chinese hacker breaking news, or the this new report. This from Newsmax. Chinese hackers managed to hide in U.S. infrastructure for up to 5 years, federal agencies warned on Wednesday, potentially allowing them the opportunity to launch a cyber attack against the United States. According to a public cybersecurity warning released this week, which was compiled by multiple federal intelligence agencies in conjunction with British, Canadian, Australian, and New Zealand agencies, PRC state-sponsored hackers focused on major infrastructure, primarily in communications, energy, transportation systems, and waste and wastewater system sectors in the continental and non-continental United States and its territories. In addition, the U.S. authoring agencies are concerned about the potential for these actors to use their network access for disruptive effects in the event of potential geopolitical tensions and or military conflicts. Well, exactly right. We've been talking about this for a very long time, that if and when China moves against Taiwan, given, you know, some kind of global situation that's happening, perhaps an expansion of what's happening in the Middle East right now, maybe directly between the U.S. and Iran, you know, these kinds of scenarios, China may say to itself, this is our opportunity. Now, there are reasons why they should not, obviously, even from their own self-interest at this point, go against Taiwan. But I do think that's always a distinct possibility. And I would lean more to the idea that China will want to try to, quote, reunify Taiwan at some point, more so than them backing off and sort of the pendulum going the other way. I would hope that I'm wrong on that. I would hope that they would think their self-interest, especially economically, with the real problems that China has in terms of its own economy and their own sort of collapse that's happening in general, that they would want to back off of that, but they probably won't. But again, I hope I'm wrong on that. But what I'm not wrong on, I know, is that if they were to move against Taiwan, what would happen is they would perhaps begin to launch these cyber attacks, maybe not 100% in terms of some kind of all-out attack, but they would do enough disruptions to really cause some real problems and then intensify it as need be. But that's because, folks, they're in for all the marbles. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, folks. We are taking you through the overnights across America. And we're having fun, too. By the way, folks, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And just want to wish everybody a very good morning out there as we again continue through the Thursday edition of the program. And we have a lot to talk about. We'll be talking with Denise Simon a little bit later. Also, Chris Markowski. And also, of course, at the bottom of hour number four, that's going to be about 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We talk with them every Thursday morning at that time, and we talk about what Concerned Veterans for America are doing for our veterans. Also, what they're doing to help influence policy for our fighting men and women who are deployed right now, of course, in a very, very dangerous part of the world that we often talk about, of course, in the Middle East. And so it's always informative, and it's always good to find out what's happening, not just what government programs might do, but also what people are doing for our veterans, how they're helping each other, how they're reaching out to one another, especially where the, you know, PTSD issues are concerned. And so we always have a great time talking with Jimmy T. Smith. I always learn a lot, by the way, and we get a chance to honor and talk about and try to find, you know, collective solutions, of course, for our great veterans who have served our country and in so many ways are bearing the scars both physical and mental, for service and the things that they've gone through. But, you know, all that being said, here's one of the most positive things about our veterans is that when they return to civilian life, they are so, they can be so productive. They can be the best employees you'll ever hire. And so, again, we want to make sure that we honor them, and we also want to make sure that we help them as much as possible, because they are incredible people. I just can't say that enough. And so that's exactly where my heart is on all of this. And we're glad to be able to talk with Concerned Veterans for America. All right. So we talked about the Chinese hackers issue last segment, and just again to reiterate, I mean, the Chinese will launch cyber attacks. They will launch other things like this in the event that they do try to take Taiwan, or their other hostilities break out. We just don't know. And the reason I say it like that is, with this administration, the world is catching on fire, my friends. The world is in a very, very bad place. Now, some will say, well, Kyle, you are just being a huge pessimist. You know, it's doom and gloom with you. But anybody who's listening to this program for any length of time know that we're not doom and gloom at all. But what we want to be, though, is we want to deal with reality. We want to deal with what's happening. It's the same kind of thing as we look at any potential foe for the United States, of course, our allies, our friends, for freedom around the world. We have to deal from reality. We have to take it into account, whether it be a border issue, whether it be the issues going on in the Middle East right now, or whether it be potential conflict with China. So, but again, no, we're incredibly positive. You know why? Because in the end, freedom and is going to win out, in my opinion. But we have to be, obviously, very, very careful. No doubt about that. Okay, so, in fact, Gordon Chang, I heard an interview with him just earlier. Gordon Chang was asked, you know, what's the threat level of crippling Chinese cyber attacks on a scale of 1 to 10? His response was, it would be like a 20. And he actually cited an example of what happened in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania. Aliquippa, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I hope I am. But he mentioned how there was, of course, Iranian hackers had taken control of a water system there back in late November, and he just sort of painted the picture. This is just like a teaser, basically, of what could happen and how it could happen, and it happens at a moment's notice. And so these Chinese hackers we were talking about first segment, you know, they've been in these systems, and they find other ways, really, here's the scary part, non-conventional ways of compromising things. So, again, they're doing this 24/7, 365 days a year, and they outnumber us, as I believe Denise Simon was telling us the other night. You know, they're outnumbering us, you know, by huge margins of people who are assigned to plan and infiltrate and so forth, as opposed to those who are assigned to defend on our side, basically. So it is a very, very bad situation, no doubt about it. Okay, so we're going to talk about the border thing here in just a few minutes. You know, we've been hitting it hard on the border all week long. And certainly, this border deal, of course, it didn't go anywhere. It was just kind of like we knew that it wouldn't. But the continued story about this, the continued message or the narrative of what the Democrats are trying to do stays in place, doesn't it? It doesn't change. In fact, if anything, it gets more intense. And we'll talk a little bit about that as soon as we take a look at what's happening with President Trump and the U.S. Supreme Court. And this coming from the AP, on Thursday, justices of the Supreme Court, of course, will hear arguments in Trump's appeal of a Colorado Supreme Court ruling that he is not eligible to run again for president because he violated a provision of the 14th Amendment preventing those who, quote, engaged in insurrection, unquote, from holding office. Many legal observers expect the nation's highest court will reverse the Colorado ruling rather than remove the leading contender for the Republican nomination from the ballot. But it's always tricky to predict a Supreme Court ruling, right? I guess no argument ultimately. And the case against Trump has already broken new legal ground. Some of the main issues involved in the 14th Amendment cases, what did Trump potentially violate? Well, as we know, it's the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and it reads, "No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may vote by two-thirds of each house to remove such a disability," essentially. So, again, the justices on the Colorado Supreme Court, and it wasn't a unanimous decision, and they were all appointed, I think, by Democrats. I think it was 4-3. But they simply made a finding, right? They made a finding saying Trump engaged in insurrection. But it doesn't seem to fit this section of the 14th Amendment, because it certainly does imply that there would have been some kind of adjudication of that. And that's not just splitting legal hairs, because that's what it sounds like on its face, but it's not really. Because then anybody could simply say, well, I don't like this candidate, and I think what this candidate said when they were exercising their free speech, which even, you know, big-time law professors like Jonathan Turley, and I believe Alan Dershowitz as well, if I'm not mistaken, have talked about the speech that Trump gave on January the 6th, and they found, and I know Turley did for sure, they found that it was protected speech. And so now if you're going to have somebody somewhere say, well, I don't like the opposition candidate's speech, so I'm going to somehow declare them an insurrectionist, and therefore they can't even run, that would be just utter chaos. So I think you have to have a real thoughtful reading of what the framers of this amendment were actually talking about. Now, on the other side of the break, we'll delve into it just a little bit more, because what the Supreme Court decides is going to have huge ramifications no matter what they decide. And so that's the next big thing that we're going to ride out, I think, in this country. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The Thursday edition continues. Coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You USA News Update. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley Tuesday night, just about 40 miles east of San Diego. It was conducting a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Superman, a man climbed the Las Vegas Sphere on Wednesday to gather funds for a pregnant woman. Mazan Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram profile.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Deschamps executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl week. Southern California is bracing for more rainfall and mountain snow this afternoon and into tonight. The area is still grappling with the aftermath of a Pineapple Express system that brought record-breaking precipitation and triggered nearly 500 landslides. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Thursday edition continues. And we've had a great week already. I know everybody's kind of looking for the weekend at this point, but it is Thursday, which means it's really Friday Eve. This is what somebody told me earlier, so I'll go with that. I'm completely down with that. It's Friday Eve, and so that's fine with me. And we hope that you have some great weekend plans, by the way. In Southern California, everybody's just happy to see the sun at that point. I'm pretty sure, you know, because it's been a lot. It's been a lot. And but at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send me a direct message this morning. We also have different ways you can listen to the program live. We got our GCN live streams. We got a link right there for GCN. And that's the distributor for the program, of course. We want to thank everybody at GCN working so hard for the broadcast. And they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And so we appreciate them very much. And you can tune in live to their live streams anytime, and so we do appreciate that. Okay, so, you know, we were talking before we went to the break about the Supreme Court going to start to hear arguments about the Colorado Supreme Court decision that President Trump engaged in insurrection and therefore will be off the ballot or cannot be on the ballot. So this will have huge ramifications. So the idea now is that the Supreme Court's going to decide, I think, whether or not this really does apply. And by the way, this 14th Amendment was brought about after the end of the Civil War. And I believe was starting to be voted on, I believe, around 1870, if I'm not mistaken. But it was of that era. And also what's interesting in this Section 3, it says, you know, Congress may by a vote of two-thirds of each house remove a disability. So I think what this was really all about to begin with was that you would have had people that would have been part of the Confederacy or would have acted against the Union or would have been in league in that sense. And so in order to try to reconstruct and to try to be able to give people the ability to come back into the fold, for lack of a better expression, I think this is why Congress has that ability by two-thirds vote of each house to remove that disability, that mainly of not being able to hold office. That was an entirely sort of different situation back then. There was no insurrection in the, but that term is used. It's kind of used the same way as, and I mentioned this yesterday, and listener Joan sent me a great message, you know, because I mentioned about Adam Schiff. By the way, I saw that commercial again today of Adam Schiff. He's excoriating Steve Garvey, former Dodger legend who's now running for Senate in California as a Republican. But, you know, Steve Garvey, he voted for Trump twice. You know, he voted for Trump twice, says the commercial. But Adam Schiff has been spending his time, you know, because he's such a wonderful, you know, heroic figure. And he's been spending his time, and here we go, defending democracy. That's exactly what they say that he was doing whilst Steve Garvey was voting for Trump, you know. And it's so ridiculously stupid, but that's what passes, right, for political campaigns these days, I guess. What was I getting at? Well, they try to co-opt the word or redefine that word insurrection, you know, and not really use it in the actual context of what, I don't know, like the Civil War might have been, that kind of thing. The same way that they try to redefine the term democracy and use it only to their benefit. So, and it's interesting because it's like, well, we're defending democracy, and if you disagree with us, well, guess what? You know, you're disagreeing with democracy at its very core. I mean, you're anti-democracy then, you know, that kind of thing. And it's just part of what the Democrat far left messaging machine does. They really do think like that. I almost not so much that they really believe it, but it's that they believe that they can make you believe it because they honestly don't care what happens to you as long as you just sort of side with them, as long as you just vote for them. And then later on, just, well, whatever, you know, we're in charge now. So remember, elections have consequences, blah, blah, blah. But getting back to this thing about Donald Trump, so the idea that Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection, I think it doesn't meet that threshold in the grand sense of what you think about the Civil War, raising an army and marching on Washington and this kind of thing. This was, and I think as even Alan Dershowitz had put it, it was a riot gone bad. Or is a demonstration gone bad, which essentially turned into a riot, basically. And of course, did a lot of people do some very bad things that they should not have done on January 6th, of course. And they're facing the legal ramifications of that. But in the grand sense, this doesn't disqualify Donald Trump for being on the ballot. Now, you have David Axelrod, and I think we have a brief audio clip with David Axelrod. This is on CNN, I believe, and you've got David Axelrod talking about this potentiality of what the Supreme Court may do. Let's listen in to see what he has to say.
You hear Sean laying this out. They're calm. They're confident. But I know you've warned that this case could tear the country apart. Those are the exact words you used. You don't use them lightly. Why do you feel so strongly?
First of all, let me preface it by saying, you know, it is stunning that 3 years after President Trump left the Capitol in disgrace, having sold this lie that the election had been stolen from him and having incited people to storm the Capitol, that he is in the position he's in, and we're in the position we're in. I'm not here as an apologist for Donald Trump, and I'm certainly not here as a lawyer. But I'm sure that one of the things the Supreme Court has to consider is what is the impact of a decision like that? You know, there are myriad legal questions that they're going to consider tomorrow. Some will undoubtedly offer off ramps if they want an off ramp. But I'm trying to imagine what it would be like if the Supreme Court said, we're removing the front running Republican candidate from the ballot, and essentially saying to the American people, you won't have the opportunity to vote for him. And I think it would be very, very disruptive in this country. I think it will create a huge reaction, and that worries me.
All right, so there's David Axelrod. Now, of course, he's got his opinions about Donald Trump and all this other stuff. But what I wanted you to hear, because what I think is the most relevant thing there, is him talking about, well, the Supreme Court has to consider these things and consider the ramifications of making a decision that would remove Donald Trump from the ballot. Now, he's predicating that on the idea that there would be some kind of massive response to that. But by the way, David Axelrod, he's not a stupid guy, but I do think that he's kind of going down the wrong road with this. You know, he's trying to sound so very thoughtful about this, and there's going to be these, you know, if they remove the front runner and so forth, and sort of again, but that's also a way of painting a picture of, well, these Trump supporters, they're just going to tear the country apart as a result of that. But I think that the Supreme Court shouldn't make a decision based on whether they think it will be controversial. You know, they need to make the decisions based on the interpretation of the law. They need to make it because, you know what, we're grown up, we can handle it. No matter what the Supreme Court decision is about, or no matter what they're considering, it needs to be based on the law. Otherwise, we degenerate into the very kind of thing, because then you can get another Supreme Court that would say, you know what, we don't care if they so. You know, in other words, you could get a couple more, quote, Democrat votes on the Supreme Court, and then suddenly they, Donald Trump, because this is what I think happened in Colorado. Yes, it was not a cleanly defined, it wasn't unanimous, but you do have people offering their opinion about Trump, and basing their, in my opinion, their decision on it. And I don't think that that's cool. It needs to be done with legal basis. You can point to that amendment, but that doesn't make it the legal basis, foundational structure that you can make your decision about. So I say let the Supreme Court make its decision based on the law and let the chips fall where they may. Otherwise, it's just about somebody else's opinion about something. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I came down here, there was Socrates in my chair.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun,
you know, I think last segment, I think we're on to something, everybody. I really do. I think that that the Supreme Court should find that Donald Trump can still be on the ballot, and that's my opinion. Because I think that is supported by the law and these legal arguments. Of course, again, if we degenerate into something that is just a matter of a political opinion. And by the way, one other quick thing I wanted to say about David Axelrod and what he was talking about. Well, it's very disruptive. Well, guess what happens on the far left when the Supreme Court makes a decision based on law and the far left doesn't like it? Well, then suddenly there are protests. People have the right to protest, right? But the last big go round was, well, now let's go to their homes. We'll go to their homes. We don't like the way they voted. we don't like the way that they voted on this in terms of how they formed their opinions, and the Supreme Court made this decision because it didn't agree with my political agenda. So let's pack the court, or let's intimidate the justices and all that. That, where was that coming from again? Just, you know, refresh my memory. Where was that coming from? All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course, as we race through this Thursday edition. And now it's time. We're going to hear our song for the morning, first of two. And, of course, then we'll talk a little bit about the national weather, as we always do this part of the program. But, of course, this week, you know, we lost Toby Keith, a great talent, amazing songwriter, great country artist, and from his battle, of course, from stomach cancer over the last 3 years. We were on the air earlier this week, of course, when that news came over, and we had the sad duty to announce it at that time with our listeners. And we got a lot of response about this, by the way. We got a lot of great suggestions for Toby Keith songs. And we played two Toby Keith songs yesterday. And I kind of said then as well, I said, let's, you know, probably for the rest of the week, let's honor Toby Keith on this program. And so we got a lot of other great suggestions. And we've got this one here. We've got this is a great song from Toby Keith. And it's actually along with Willie Nelson on this one. So you probably already know which one it is. And here we go, folks. This is Toby Keith and Willie Nelson, by the way. Beer for My Horses.
Somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far. Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see. That justice is one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line. We'll sing a victory tune and we'll all meet back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty things.
Much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune and we'll back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my man, beer for my horses.
All right, Toby Keith.
Beer for my man, beer for my.
And Willie Nelson on that track as well, Beer for My Horses. And yeah, we heard from driver Ron, we've heard from others as well, saying Beer for My Horses, Beer for My Horses. And absolutely. And you know, folks, again, you know, just listening back to some of these different Toby Keith songs, it's again, we're just so very saddened by his loss. And we just wanted to honor him on the program this week because I know so many of you were huge Toby Keith fans. And so we definitely want to join in with you on that. But folks, of course, next hour we'll have another great Toby Keith song, by the way. So we hope that you can stay tuned for that. But right now we'll take a look real quick at the national weather here. We're going to start out this morning. I believe we got some dense fog advisories, number one, to talk about. Whenever we see those, we try to let you know about them as fast as possible. Dense fog advisories up in North Dakota this morning. It's going to dip down a little bit into central South Dakota. We've got winter weather advisories covering most of Montana. Winter storm warning more towards the east part of Montana. This will be Great Falls, Helena, West Yellowstone's under an avalanche warning, by the way, this morning. And central and southern Idaho, well, central Idaho's got a winter weather advisory. Southern Idaho is going to have a little bit of an avalanche warning, a little bit of an avalanche warning. By that I mean it's confined mainly to the central part of southern Idaho between Boise and Idaho Falls, basically. So kind of in the middle of the southern part there. Now, also, we've got winter storm warnings going all up and down Interstate 15 throughout Utah. We have a high wind warning just outside Denver. This is going to be to the west of Denver, heading out I-70. It turns into winter weather advisories. And also, you got some avalanche warnings out there as you head towards Glenwood Springs, Grand Junction, and then down in the southern part of Colorado, Durango, winter weather advisories and avalanche warnings there, of course, in the higher elevations there. And this is going to continue on down towards Taos in New Mexico, and then down towards Santa Fe as well. Winter storm warning going on there. Winter storm warning over in Arizona this morning, certainly in the area of Flagstaff. This looks like it's a little north of Phoenix. But a lot of that moisture that's come through Southern California, of course, was heading over to the desert southwest, and Southern California continuing to be rained on at this moment in time, and certainly it's going to it's going to move out, but we hope that it does only because everything is so saturated at this point. As I was mentioning earlier in the hour, Southern California has got all of its water, I think, for the year is what I heard. So that's a huge, huge problem. But once again, folks, usually this part of the program is when we take a look at what's happened in the national weather. And right now, in terms of precipitation, our friends up in Minnesota, this is going to start down in Iowa, the western part of Iowa, make its way up through southern Minnesota, through the St. Paul area, and then kind of head up, let's see here, head up towards Fort Frances, which is on the other side of the border, I believe. At any rate, you've got a huge swath of rain. So our friends in Minnesota this morning, I don't know if this is affecting GCN, but if it is, so stay dry as best you can. It's also going to head over towards Sioux Falls, South Dakota, by the way. That's where we're seeing a lot of the rain. And then in the middle part of Nebraska, we got a lot of rain. That's going to turn into some snow as you head into the middle part of South Dakota this morning. And our friends in Las Vegas, you've got rain. We've got rain out in the high deserts of Southern California. So Barstow, Interstate 15 heading towards Vegas, it's going to be with you pretty much the entire time until you just kind of get over the border a little bit. But then by the time you make it to Vegas, looks like you might have some more rain going on there right now. All right, folks. We're going to start climbing up now to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news. Then we're coming back. We have so much more to talk about on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one is in the books. Stay right there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.